Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
There's a really big story this week that I want to cover on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. 1200A, the big story, and I'm glad it's an even number, is in the UK Biobank, they look carefully at gene-associated diseases versus lifestyle. And you control your genes 79% or more of the time. Since they didn't look at all of the genes, it's probable that you control it more than 79% of the time with lifestyle. And in the recent twin studies, maybe 93%. If nothing else matters, it is your choices. That's why we're brought to you by longevityplaybook.com. You can go there and sign up for the free newsletter, which goes over lifestyle changes, aromatherapy, just four smells a day decreases the risk of dementia by 25%. Hearing aids decrease it by about 39% if you're hard of hearing. Things like that that are important for you to know. And like last week, knowing that if you're about to get pregnant or if someone you know is, tell them to, whatever they do, avoid cannabis because it doubles the risk of autism in the prenatal, in the 6 months before conception and during pregnancy. So those are big stories, but your choices, stress management, posse, passion, play, nutrition, avoiding the five food felons, simple sugars, added syrups, simple carbohydrates, red meat and processed red meat, doing the four components of physical activity, any like walking, resistance training, cardio, 20 minutes three times a week at 80% of your age-adjusted max, and jumping 20 times morning and night. Again, check with your doc before you do any of those. And all you have to do is start with walking and build up. And of course, getting enough sleep, and doing speed of processing games and some other of the 40 choices for your brain, and then avoiding unforced errors like that cannabis before and during pregnancy. Those are really important things. Now, one other really big thing is the polybrominated diphenyl ether. That is those forever chemicals. Yes, they increase the risk of cancer and cancer-related mortality. So you really want to avoid those. And where do you get it? Well, the EPA is trying to force the water companies to filter it out, but it's really expensive. For example, just upgrading the Massachusetts, that is Boston and other places in Massachusetts, water supplies to get rid of it would cost $15 billion. Well, most of these water companies don't have even a spare penny hanging around, and the U.S. government only allotted $1 billion for the entire country. So what can you do? That's right. Use a carbon filter. When you use a carbon filter, all you do is on cooking and drinking water, put the water into a pitcher with a carbon filter. Yeah, Breda has it, but there are others, and you can even use an osmotic filter. But the carbon filter is usually the least expensive and easiest to use. Those absorb those polyphenol, polybrominated compounds that increase your risk of both endocrine disruption and endocrine diseases, as well as obesity, as well as cancer risk. It doubles your risk of cancer, and it increases by fourfold your risk of being obese. Those are those forever chemicals. So two things today, your lifestyle choices really make a huge difference in how long and well you live. And the Roizen rule for a younger you story is use a filter on your water. Now, while I'm on that, I ought to say there's also one more thing we should talk about in the environment, and that is filtering your air. Use a HEPA filter. Make sure at work and at home, and even change the filter in your car routinely to be able to get rid of all of the particulates in the air. Why is that important? Because those particulates in the air increase inflammation in you. What's the largest cause of inflammation that you can control? Stress. That's right. If you're stressed, it turns on your genes. That's right. You have control over it. And when you're stressed and not managing it, it turns on genes that creates inflammation that increases your risk of heart disease, stroke, and memory loss, increases your risk of kidney disease, increases your risk of arthritis, increases your risk of cancer. You get to control it. That's what that story is all about, that gene story that we said. You have enormous power, and by managing stress, you can avoid the increases in inflammation that stressful events, and you often can't control them. Someone gets sick, someone sued, your boss has gone on a rampage, whatever it is. But whatever it is, you can control your reaction to it, and that control will allow you to live younger, longer. Other stories of the week that we want to cover, well, the longer exclusive breastfeeding lowers the risk of childhood cancers, so does a prenatal multivitamin. So start a prenatal 6 months, both for the man and woman before conception. The man, obviously, after conception, he can drop it, but the woman should continue that prenatal multivitamin with DHA, and that decreases the risk of childhood cancers, just like exclusive breastfeeding does. The only other one that I want to bring up is a sedentary behavior intervention, reduction intervention, cuts sitting time and decreases blood pressure into normal ranges. So what they did is they randomly assigned adults 60 to 89 years, all of whom had high sitting times and all of whom were obese, to a intervention, which was they had a sitting desk, and then they had a fitness tracker. And with that fitness tracker, they were told or were able to set that fitness tracker so it buzzed them a little to get up and walk every hour or so. And by doing that, they had a 31 more minutes a day of walking at 3 months and 32 minutes more of walking at 6 months. And their blood pressure was significantly lower, as were their weights, than the group that just was told to walk and didn't have that intervention. So key points, you get to control at least 79% and probably more of your genes. And that's important because you get to control stress, which will decrease your inflammation if you do control it. And remember, you can do a sedentary behavior intervention. You don't need a fancy fitness tracker. Just put an alarm on your own phone. Almost every phone has a tracker, has a timer device that you can set to ring for you, and do it every half hour, and you'll be younger, longer. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. And remember, you can go to longevityplaybook.com, sign up for the free newsletter with a cartoon that will remind you of the most important story in longevity that week, as well as you can go to lifesfirstnaturals.com and see why the randomized double-blind controlled studies, why I believe in both Truebiotics and bovine colostrum as ways of helping me stay younger. I think they may help you stay younger too. Look at the randomized controlled trials and see if Truebiotics or if bovine colostrum is right for you. Thank you, our listeners. Most importantly, you're why we do this. This is 1200A, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Tune in for the B segment. It's about drug costs and asthma and allergy medicines. You'll enjoy that segment. that is from Value Penguin and a division of LendingTree. Who knew LendingTree would have a division that looks at medical costs and what you can do to reduce them? Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.